Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
Your entity is going to be on the papers, and you just happen to be acting on behalf of the entity. The way they sent it over is it said, like, landlord LLC is transferring the lease from seller LLC to Nathan Platter. So that, like, I personally would be the one running this commercial lease. So even if, like, the business had to shut down or the business had to fall apart, like, Nathan still owed rent on this 5,200 square foot studio. And I'll personally guarantee it. That's part of what you do, but it's better to have your LLC on the paperwork because technically it's the LLC who's renting the space. And if there was some sort of legal issue or accounting issue, like, you just want to have a clean process that Nathan is not the one renting the property. The buyer, my LLC, is going to be the renter of the property. I just happen to be the person who's going to be the plan B if the LLC struggles to pay rent. So that was an adjustment. Unfortunately, we couldn't DocuSign it on the spot last night. So I'm not sure if we're closing this Friday. The broker, we got confirmation to edit, send it back to the leasing agent within like a half hour or an hour. So now we're just going to re-sign that again. Another thing I've been learning too is have way more hands than you expect. So I've accumulated enough to do these two studios, which is great. But the bank, so at the bank, there's the person who's like checking out a box, making sure I've done everything to get the loan. But then there's the actual person that reviewed the loan application that gives the yes or no verdict on the actual deal. And the person who's getting all the box, getting all the documents and everything says, hey, the approver of the loan, final person, wants to see that the all you have all the cash on hand, even though I've already paid a lot of money as far as like the franchise fee, legal cost, setting up like my paid advertising account, setting up my accounting relationship. I had put out a lot of money already, and the bank person saying, yeah, we need to see like all the cash on hand, even though we've already spent money for this. So I almost see like 1.5 amount as much cash as I thought I'd. So I'm able to do it. That's not an issue, but I'm really glad that I had it as readily available because I thought it was just kind of way too much switch, and now I like have the right amount. The little spooky. But we're good to go. Funds are in the. Oh shoot! I need to make a bankrupt thing. I'll have to do that after this. But having plenty of funds on hand so important. I know people say cash is king. Some people disagree with that. I think I'm more on the side of you need cash. You need wiggle room. You need flexibility. Just like when the franchisor are asked, like, hey, can you pay the franchise fees today? It's like, well, I can, but what's enough? Really? And just that as well as like now they're asking to have all the cash on hand. Yet again, it's like, okay, well, I'm learning, I worked with like companies in supply chain where like the goal of supply chain is called JIT, just in time. So if you have everything you need just for the right amount, just for today, so that like nothing expires, nothing spoils, and you're not overstocked with inventory. Whereas here, like with cash, there's no downside to having too much cash on hand other than missed opportunity. And so what that means is right now I would have cost some days to not have cash on hand. And since each week to not own the club is going to cost you money, miss profit, miss revenue, miss whatever. And so missing out on that 1 week of profit is costing me, would cost me way more than to just have cash sitting around and not have it put towards like collecting interest or paid for ads or for hiring the next person. Like the biggest cost would be not owning this deal one day more or even a week more. So I'm going to have a good cash cushion. I don't know what the right amount is. I'm sure there's a good percentage. There's a good formula out there, but realizing good to have cash sitting around doing nothing, ready to go wherever it needs to in case a random emergency pops up that you just have to pay out something on the spot. So that's what I learned. Cash availability, keep email alert for the leases. Make sure you're personally not on the leasee or the assignee, but if your SD is up and running. So darn it. I forgot I need to go get this right now to keep a little extra margin on the VISC account. Then keep it emailed to you for other stuff. So I just realized that. That's the latest and greatest. We're going to do what we can to close this Friday. Today is Tuesday. I don't know if we're going to make it. I'm thinking 10% likely we make it. So we'll see. Keep you posted.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.